We turn now to local sports here on KNKX, and the Seahawks take their 1-1 record to Tennessee on Sunday to play the Titans. The offensive line is once again a problem for the Hawks this season, but they're not alone. KNKX sports commentator Art Teal explained why to 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick.
The Seahawks have one touchdown in their first two regular season games. It came in Sunday's 12-9 win over the 49ers. Despite the win, many fans are still frustrated. Art, what's happening?
Yeah, there is mayhem and chaos among the 12s here. A big part of their contempt is with the offensive line, and it's understandable because once again the Seahawks have a young crew. Once again, it's inexperienced. And it really does compromise the playbook. So what's happened here is that there's been a couple of guys who've really been impacted by this that were expected to be big producers. Tight end Jimmy Graham and running back Eddie Lacy. Graham's been here for a couple of years. He had a good 2016 season, but he's got 9 yards so far and 4 catches in these 2 games. And now he has an ankle that he sprained Sunday against the 49ers that makes him questionable for the game in Tennessee. So that's been really a blow to the offense. And then Eddie Lacy, who was a free agent hire from the Green Bay Packers, only had 3 carries for 5 yards in the first game, and he was what they call a healthy inactive for the San Francisco game. And that means that the Seahawks have 53 players on the roster, and only 46 are allowed to be active. And he was upset, but they went with 3 running backs, Thomas Rawls, C.J. Procise, and rookie Chris Carson, who turned out to be the star offensively of the game. So now the Seahawks are in a dilemma. How do we work Eddie Lacy back into the running back rotation? And we don't know what's going to happen. But it is high drama and low production on the offense, and it's going to be that way, I think, for a few more weeks.
Well, and Seahawks aren't the only team with this problem on offense.
Right. The problem is in the offensive lines, and so very few teams have quality offensive linemen, and that comes from the farm system and the lack of production we're seeing in college. The college game has changed into spread offenses, which emphasize the pass at the exclusion of the running game. And as a consequence, these offensive linemen are trained to stand up on 2 feet and pass block as opposed to putting a hand on the ground and run blocking. When the pro teams draft the college linemen, they have to put training wheels on them for a season or two to get them to be efficient in the pro game. And for a team like Seattle, which emphasizes in its roster building defense first, then the quarterback, then the skill positions on offense, and finally the offensive line, they don't have the investment in the offensive line that other teams have done. And in addition, the guys they have chosen haven't been very efficient so far. So it becomes a very frustrating thing for fans, not only here, but in a lot of other places.
And TV ratings are down.
Right. Again, 2 games is a small sample size, but last year the ratings were down too. And it's because the fans not only are bored, they're upset because their main interest is fantasy football, where you're watching individuals in the league and not necessarily teams. The fact that the Seahawks and all the other NFL teams can't get the kinds of players they need to play the games they want to play are resulting in a lot of inefficiency and a lot of boring outcomes. And my gosh, if the league doesn't change in some fashion, they're going to lose a lot of people in a fan base that has been previously very, very loyal.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.